like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Happy Halloween, everybody! What the fuck? Show the wall. My son actually put the Trump mask on. He goes, build a wall.
That means they would have to keep your son out.
I go, where'd you hear that? Build a wall. He goes, I don't know. Trump wants to build a wall, right? Kid's 16. He knows everything. He's a six-year-old kid. He knows. He already's anti-Trump. I mean, where he goes to school, his teachers used to basically say, like, the president's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, a liberal school?
Just, you know, Jersey City, I don't live there, but if I did, Jersey City's the most, what do you call it, melting pot-ish city in the country.
You don't have to wear these.
Has the most mixed, what do you call it? It has the most ethnically diverse population in the country.
That's good. He'll be open-minded.
Not in the state, in the country. It's like no one. I'm the only one there. I should be the mayor. I'm the only one there who has rights to fucking be there.
So is this the Halloween special? What's the big Halloween theme here? I'm burning
listen,
bridges.
I had a bad night. I got to talk to the fans a little bit here. Listen, what's what I say here stays here, because apparently, you know, and like anything you tweet at somebody, it's just gonna get me in trouble. So I'm in trouble. I'm officially in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
And I can't talk about it because that'll get me in more trouble. But I'm in a serious bit of a pickle because people do a lot of talking. And
holy,
some costume fella.
Holy,
you went 100% with the blind guy thing.
Holy blind people.
Wow. You're really blind. Oh, he brought a dog.
Don't touch me.
The guy brought a dog for a Halloween.
Why don't I put you on the couch?
Yeah, put him on the couch. Put the dog on Mike.
Is this the big Halloween special? You could just bring two blind people in?
That's right, exactly.
Literally the blind leading the blind.
nice haircut. I like how your neck fat's really accentuated.
He's at the wrong spot. Can you help him?
Yeah, sure.
Huh? Yeah, you're at the wall. Brian has even blind. There they go. So just so you see, there's no bullshitting here. And you can fucking screenshot this and tag this. So this guy's so blind he
that
has
dog
his,
takes a shit.
Huh? Well, he can at least say, I didn't know. I didn't see he took a shit. Everybody else, you know what everybody else does? They're on their phone where their dog takes a shit, and then they go, oh, I didn't. And you go, yeah, you're going to clean that up. Oh, I didn't know my dog took a shit. Yeah, because you're on your phone, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, stop Instagramming. Who cares what Kelsey Grammer's having for lunch?
Or Kelsey Cook.
Yeah, who's that? A porn star?
Some comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, anyway, my show's called Burning Bridges, but this is why all podcasts suck, because you can't fucking say anything. Because if you say something, it gets back to the people.
You know if they canceled?
Anything you... Huh?
You know if they canceled?
Us?
No more Wing Bowl. Wing Bowl is done.
Who's Wing Bowl?
You don't know Wing Bowl, Philadelphia thing, where they have the chicken eating contest at stadium, and everyone like...
From the 1982s?
24 years has been going on.
Breaking news.
Sorry. What about?
Where do you get this? Where'd you get this information?
An older boy told me on the playground. Anyway, sorry to derail the show. I thought you know exactly because you're from Philadelphia. I thought you know exactly.
Nobody cares about. Remember, he said it was like the what was that day you were talking about?
9/11.
No, Independence Day or some day that was
Evacuation Day.
Yeah, they haven't had it since 1922.
Yeah, they got rid of Evacuation Day.
Yeah, so. I don't know where you get all this isolated information, but
it's a lot of bags on the
no use.
No, Kevin's in a shitty mood.
Well, whatever.
You know, this show's called Burning Bridges. He burned a bridge yesterday.
Yeah, so anyway, the show's called Burning Bridges.
Right.
And then I burn bridges, and then people tweet these people, and then I get in trouble. Also, this is why all podcasts and TV and shows suck.
What happened yesterday?
Because no one says anything because they don't get back to the people and they're afraid.
But what happened
yesterday? When's the last time Jim Norton and Sam Roberts said, where's Keith? Is he here?
He's not.
You have lunch or something.
It's the last time Jim Norton ever said anything about anybody. It's like the O&A fucking brand is like a joke because it's like you can't even the whole fucking strategy of like shitting on people, you know, and then like maybe they'll hear, maybe they won't. Now people just do the work for them. They clip it the audio. Is that the right terminology?
Sure, yeah, it's totally Gary.
Clip it.
Yep, they clip
and
it.
And then they tweet the guy, and the guy listens. They've done it to me, and then I listen. I go, oh. They just Jimmy Martinez was just shitting on me on his firing a whole podcast, you know.
What was he saying?
He was saying I'm bad.
About what?
He said I'm racist. He says his whole persona's a fraud.
Wow.
I enjoyed it.
But do you imagine?
I was amused by it.
I mean, you can't blame Jim and Sam for not wanting. You see what happened to their fucking coworkers? They both got canned over shit.
That's my point. Nobody gets canned unless you get canned by HR. So no one says anything.
Nobody says anything.
All radio was like, oh, that's a nice shirt.
What happened yesterday?
Yeah, I like when I say something, all you can hear is a dog panting in the background. I'm killing with the dumb dog. I mean, I'm with the not a dumb dog. He's obviously very smart.
Helpful dog.
What happened yesterday?
I can't talk about it.
Why, really?
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm in big hot water. I'm in hot water and not in the,
Gina
not the show.
And Aaron Burr's hilarious show?
Let's just say Kevin almost fucked up his life.
Somebody
this is juicy
from this show, which is behind a paywall, but it don't matter. It don't matter because people will fucking either people tell somebody and then people will fucking pony up the $9 for 1 month.
This goes to show you that this show's popular if it got back to that person.
No, it just goes to show you can't say shit, and that's why all shows suck. What's a good show? What's a good show that you're like, oh, that's a good show? They say Howard's a good show, but like Howard can say, I don't know who I was talking to.
They said
Howard can say things like Howard can say the N word. Howard can say certain things because they can't touch him. But anybody else, they'll just fire him immediately. Howard, even if he tweets something, I mean, fucking DePaulo got. I don't know what he tweeted, but DePaulo got fired. I mean, Apollo's not obviously at his level, but it's like Howard can do what he wants. Everybody else lives in fear, and because it's a cushy job, because all you got to do is show Pete Dominic, and you can tweet that fucking bald fuck, Pete Dominic. Pete Dominic he doesn't even register. Nobody even knows who he is. Like comics are like, who's that? Because he doesn't work. He's like this. Now he was a comic. Now he's like a left wing fucking political guy on Sirius. He probably makes a decent salary doing nothing. Just show up on time and don't say nigger.
Yeah, don't say that word.
Come on.
He said not to say anymore. So that's my one for the day.
Well, that's why you get in trouble, man. This stuff gets
out.
No, because
it's like, first of all, did you say
the show's popular now? And you say
did you
this
see?
Stuff.
Did you see the Comedy Cellar show, Life at the Comedy Cellar, or This Week at the Comedy Cellar?
Somebody said you're on it.
They had three things that they tweeted out for Comedy Central. I think Comedy Central tweeted them out. One punchline for Sam J was the punchline was nigga what? That was the punchline. Nigga what? That was the biggest laugh she got. Nigga, what?
Was it about a deaf African?
I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? So there's what happened to freedom of speech? So if you're black, they'll if you're white, you get fired if you say it. If you work at Sirius and you say the N-word and you're not Howard Stern, you get fired. But if you're black, you can and Comedy Central used it in a promo. They didn't even bleep it out. They bleeped when they did it at subtitles and they bleeped out the subtitle. But when you listen to it, they didn't bleep it out.
By the way, we have Brian Fischler with us on the show today, sitting on the other microphone. Say hi, Brian, please.
How's everybody doing?
Doing great. Brian and I had a couple of drinks at the...
I didn't want to...
No, you get in the middle of this? Do you want to say anything? You want to shout nigger or anything? Are you okay over there?
No, you can't say it.
All right,
I'm done.
I'm blind. I don't see race.
Huh?
You're all a bunch of niggers to me. How's
come on, guys.
Oh,
guys,
no,
guys.
We're not. Seriously, stupid.
Clean it up.
You can't say it.
Clean it up. Okay, we're done.
Stop it.
We're done. Okay, great. I can tell you're upset. Your neck fat's like getting redder.
Speaking of neck fat, are you serious?
You're fatter than I am by a country mile.
You guys are on a scale right now.
I'm muscle.
You can't see.
It's all muscle.
You guys are a couple of meatheads. No kidding. But
bench 155, I'll have you know. I put it up 8 times the other day.
You eat 155.
Yeah.
But at least Chad's from the Midwest.
55 pounds of pussy.
Chad's from the Midwest. He has an excuse for having a big head.
I know.
Because they're all big heads. Even the women, they're like, I got a big head. Anyone want to fuck me?
Yeah. Who's the fattest girl you ever fucked, Chad?
I don't even know.
My sister is a pretty big girl. That was some Thanksgiving, huh?
Oh, God.
Come on, dude, save the hack stuff for the second half hour. Okay. Anyway.
Let's go ahead.
I'm really annoyed. I mean, people.
Is this going to be a shitty show because you're in a bad mood?
Oh, they're all shitty shows. That's the hook, that all the shows suck.
But here's the thing. Whatever happened yesterday.
I'm a drama queen that I'm. My wife's like, can you make up the money other places? Yeah, I'm going to fucking Uber pool. I'm gonna Uber. I don't give a fuck. You think I won't? You think just for the fucking stories alone? I'd be like, I got a podcast. Can you talk into my phone?
If you do Uber, you're going to get punched in the face. Someone's going to punch you
in the face. I'm going to Uber pool or Lyft. Which is better?
Lyft is better.
Is it? You're a big faggot. Can I say that?
No, you guys, probably not. Not till now. Only one more week left of that one. But can you talk around what happened yesterday without naming names? And
no. Monday night, I go, I can't even tell this story anyway.
What do you mean you can't tell the story? What's the point of doing this?
You can leave, motherfucker. I'm getting paid to sit here for an hour. That's all I know.
Right.
I know it's still better than Bill Schultz's show.
Oh, come on.
No matter how bad it is, it's still better than Bill Schultz's
show. I'm going to be on a show tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Ooh, let me wake the family.
Because he's sleeping here.
That couch looks comfy. It's gonna smell like blind man after today's show and blind dog.
Oh, look at all the animals.
What's the matter?
Look at the animals.
Oh, I'll take your word.
Can't see. There's a giraffe and there's a big eagle, American eagle.
What do we have of those animals out there? What's the context?
He's surrounded by animals.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Chad, how's the road?
Oh, good transition.
The road.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's always at a bar.
Yeah.
Hey, how's the... Right. Where are you from? West Virginia? How's it going down there? How are the mountains down there? Just any kind of change the subject. He's like a change the subject act.
I'm trying to move it. You can't talk
move it where?
You can't talk
it's like
about
when we had a big fight. We had a big fight because I don't even want to rehash it, but we had a big fight. And then Brian goes, can't we just talk? Can't we just be funny? Okay, be funny, fucking clown.
Hey,
Go ahead. Turn it on.
Why did the cat like to look in the mirror? Because it gave him pause for reflection.
You can't even spit it out. And you're a professional drunk. And how many deep are you? Like 7 deep?
Only 4.
That means at least twice
that. Only 4. I got to get back. It's Halloween today. I got to get back home. And
you ever seen this guy at a bar? He's a networker. He's got martinis. He's talking to the patrons, the bartender.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a whole thing going.
And flash my fingers. Got to go inside, get in the back of a Hyundai Elantra. I pick up a $60 bag of baking soda.
What?
Stop making cocaine jokes.
Oh.
I went out Saturday night. I got tuned up Saturday night.
Go ahead, caller.
You got favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, Brian, I was really hoping that you would wear that fucking costume today because I can't just watch the show without getting sick to my stomach looking at your googly-eyed face. Okay,
yeah.
I got to listen every week. You can't give me one day out of the year?
Well, you are fucking freaky. Those eyes are freaky.
Are they freaky?
They're not a good...
Put the glass.
Yeah.
Wear the Trump mask. If you're listening... Mike Florentine, if you're listening, I know you're the one dropping all the N-bombs on this show and on a fair one.
I know Mike Florentine.
You want to blame it on all the hillbilly hacks. Mike Florentine, that fucking nigger lover.
Jesus. It wasn't us. That's Mike Florentine's, Jim Florentine's nephew.
Wow. Is he calling in for real? I think they just call him that. He's not
also
really
gorgeous?
He's not really as
don't judge.
There's a guy who sounds like Florentine. I think they pretend he's
Florentine. She
sounds like Florentine and Dennis Miller.
Yeah, Mike Florentine's he's like in a band in high school.
It's not Mike Florentine calling into this show.
Yeah.
He get kicked out of his school for being associated with all these N-words.
Well, I know Jim's brother listens to the show.
Oh,
yeah,
his brother Dan.
Is he also gorgeous like Jim?
Yeah, Dan's a good dude.
Is he good looking?
I'm not a gay guy like you are.
Whatever.
I'm not gay.
Look at that haircut. Tell me you're not a gay guy.
This is a great haircut.
That looks good.
Are you dyeing it now?
This is it. This is why
you dyed. You buzzed the gray.
Take your glasses off.
Yes. And the top.
Chad,
is...
Take your glasses off. That looks good, Brian. You are not a good looking man. You look like you should be slapped at all times. You look like you're dumb and drunk.
Well, one out of two.
Well, so is that your Ronald Reagan? Well,
I don't even know what state it is because I have Alzheimer's.
My
89 Ronald Reagan. 89, but really,
it is criminal that a guy whose president has all these memories and then he gets Alzheimer's.
I made a poo poo.
It's criminal.
It is criminal.
I can't believe they made an actor president.
No, but who has more memories than an actor who became president? And then they strip him from. It's like what happened to me last night.
We can't talk.
My bread and butter stripped.
Are you kicked out of the cellar?
I can't say that.
Holy shit, that's big news. After 40 years? You're like the cigar Indian or whatever. The wooden Indian at the cigar store.
Well, I'm like the guy with the remember the pollution commercial? The Indian with the one tear down his...
Yeah, you're sitting there watching all these hacky kids not say the N-word? Yeah, no, it breaks your heart. You're like, I remember.
What?
So, I don't know. So you really kicked out of the cellar, huh? That's big news.
I didn't say that.
You want to know a sad story? Yesterday, I went to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Park Slope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. And I was in Brooklyn, and I went and saw the Beastie Boys because they released a book.
Yeah.
And
you went to see. There's only two left.
I know. And I thought they were going to rap or do something, and they just read from the book. And I'm like, let's rap, dog. But the guy's dead, and it was just sad. Like, I felt sad. The guy died at 47.
Guys, like you realize in Tibet, over 50,000 people are dead of genocide. You're like, can you just do Paul's Boutique? Jesus, come on, man, give me a break.
You know, my wife wanted to be for Halloween.
What?
A widow.
That's a funny joke. I mean,
get it? Because she wants me to be dead.
Yep. No, that's.
You see, Kevin Sweetie on for Halloween, he's an asshole. I said, you're an asshole year round. Nailed you. Boom.
Take the one day off.
Go ahead, caller.
Favorite Halloween candy.
Hey, it's OVO Coolcast.
Hey, OVO, of course. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, Brian, I got a question for you.
I have an answer. What do you have?
Alrighty. Who's your stupid friend?
Oh, come on. Be nice. It's Brian Fischler.
No, I'm talking about the guy sitting to your left.
Misdirection.
That's Chad Zumbach.
Zumbach. Hey, it's not Zumbach.
I came to rap battle. That faggot Chad.
What'd you say?
I came in a rap battle that faggot Chad.
Oh.
Go fuck yourself. I don't rap battle. Fucking douchebag.
Here we go.
All right, okay. Let me go.
Chad sucks the dicks of comics like fucking Chris D'Elia. Homie, I wouldn't want to be a you got no fucking idea. Hey, Chad, Nikki Glaser wouldn't want to fuck you even if you were 2 inches taller. You ate a fucking baller, you sad piece of shit. You didn't know your father. You hang a Godfrey's career like Neil with Dave Chappelle. Hey, Chad, is that Chris D'Elia's dick in your breath that I smell? Keep lying about your career doing fine and well. Chad, you stink. You can kiss my ass and go straight to hell.
I just want to hear his mom call down and go, what are you doing down there?
You're a terrible reader.
King of comedy.
Who are you talking to? OVO Cool Cat, who are you talking to? Mom, shut up, Mom.
That faggot.
I'm roast battling Chad Zumbach.
Can I spit a little fire, a little Mexican rap for Chad?
Yeah, go ahead.
You need a beat?
I'm going to throw something on you. Yeah, go right ahead.
Ready? Chad think he's funny. Chad think he's funny. But he's funny like Seattle is sunny.
Pretty good, right?
I've heard better.
OVO, thank you very much for calling in, buddy. Keep up the good stuff.
Happy Halloween, OVO.
Happy Halloween.
Don't troll. Don't get me in trouble, OVO. I don't know. I think I know who did it. I think I know who snitched on me.
I would love. Is there at some point you can tell the story like next Monday, provided we're still here?
No, I can't. I can't.
Ever?
I'll be.
Banned. No, is Keith going to fire you too?
It'll get worse.
You think he's going to fire you too?
It would be funny if I get fired before Bill Schultz. That would be a hoot. That would be the October surprise.
Keep it up, and I'll trade Brian for Bill Schultz, and you have to sit here together with him all day long.
Yay!
Oh,
thank you, Mr. Cop.
You know who I want to sit with? That Joanne.
Hot?
Yeah, she's hotter than Brian.
Well, that's not hard, if you know what I mean.
That's what I meant.
Jerked off twice today.
Did you? Good news.
Thank you very much.
Let's bring back Artie.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
My Artie impression.
Yeah, God.
That's what he used to do.
Yeah, he would kick the shit out of this table.
Why?
He'd get more successful.
No, he would get up. He would get up, and he was a big man.
Oh.
I'm like, what'd you do to that chair? What did you do with Artie's chair?
It's in the
museum. Sell it back to him.
The Smithsonian.
It broke a week before he was knocked back.
The
here.
Bottom. The bottom broke out.
It just bent. Yeah.
How ironic that chair is a piece of junk. Get it?
Because like he's junk, a junkie?
Heroin. Yeah. Anybody?
Is there a compound media hall of fame where you can go see like Artie's chair and maybe what else?
I saw Artie last night, and he avoided me because he knew I was getting a spanking.
I wish you stepped this tease.
I'm a tease. I'm a big fucking tease.
You're not going to talk about it, so like
I can't, dude.
All right,
but it's on my mind. You're always on my mind.
I didn't love you quite as often as I should. Hey, Brian, chime in. How you doing over there, buddy?
I'm great. I'm trying.
Why are you trying to get him involved? We already got plenty of people, huh?
He said, try not to fall asleep.
I don't give a fuck if he falls asleep. You think I give a fuck if a drunk blind guy falls asleep on a very comfortable couch?
That's a
Siemens.
It's not that comfortable, to be honest.
I've been there. It's very comfortable.
You're going to be there after your wife.
Get that giraffe off the table.
Where you sleep at night. You know?
Better than the N train.
Easy.
That's
what
true.
He's used to.
Yeah, easy.
What do you mean easy?
In train.
What's he going to do, beat me up?
No.
Is he going to stick the dog on me? Go get him.
Vicious attack dog.
Yeah. Go get him, Chipper.
My three-legged, unfixed Rottweiler service dog.
He looks like he's having a good time.
I'd lick you if you fuck with him.
That's right.
The dog looks like, if only I was here for In Hot Water.
Yeah, at least Bill Schultz has peanut butter.
I look sad.
You know.
Anyway.
You just talk shit on the other show?
Go ahead, Carl. I think Neil's calling in.
Oh.
See Neil Brennan.
Oh. That's your brother.
Oh, go ahead, caller.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hey, Kevin, are you so angry today because you realize that Neil Brennan is a lot more funny than you are?
Oh, shit! I think it's a lot funnier than you are, not more funny.
Yeah. I fucking love Neil Brennan, dude. He's got all the jokes. I don't know what's going on, man. Even the dude on the couch, fucking Blind Brian number two on the couch over there is funnier than you are, and he said like three things the whole show.
It's fucked up, man.
Hey, I love that caller.
Thanks for putting him right through.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And he actually, I think that he told him he was going to bash me. And they're like, okay,
right.
Hold on.
I like he's talking to a Spider-Man mask. He's like already dressed up for Halloween.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Neil Brennan.
All right.
People are going to give you a lot of candy because you look sick.
Honest question. Do you think Neil subscribes to this so he can listen?
Listen, honest question.
Because a lot of narcissists, they do that stuff.
What do they do?
They just want to hear what's going on.
Talking about Chris D'Elia?
Oh, D'Elia.
Ooh, I'm just kidding, Chris. I'm just
Neil's got far better things to do than listen to this fucking show.
You know what?
He's laying pipe with his far more superior long cock compared to yours right now. All right, probably on your wife.
Wow.
You know what his cock? Seriously, that's
I bet he's long and
that's
long.
A little personal.
Oh, yeah.
Like an
helicopter with him.
Can
one
we
time.
Get a picture of Neil shot. Recently? Neil looks so sick. He looks so sick. I don't even. There's no words for how sick he
that's
looks.
Really fat.
At least he doesn't have that jagged ass hairline like you got, Kevin. Shut the fuck up.
Jagged ass.
Yeah.
I'm so rude. I'm trying to guess who this could be. This could be like one of like 1,000 people. So many people don't like me. I see people in the bathroom. And they are like, hey man. Like they don't even want to be seen in the bathroom with me. I'm like, we're just pissing.
I did Mike Vecchione's podcast yesterday, and he goes, "Dude, what's your problem with Kevin? I can't even say your name. I say Neil."
Well, what is your problem with Kevin?
Nothing.
No,
he has
Neil's
a problem with me.
No, that's not it. What's with the arms?
It's with Will Smith.
Wow.
He's like every picture he takes, it's like it's for my mom. He's like, look, mommy.
Right.
I'm with two famous niggers.
Don't.
He's a favorite because you're a little bitch.
By the way, look at Neil with those two and then look at you with us. What's the difference?
He's with two superstars. I'm with two blind guys and a runaway fucking slave.
Two blind guys.
You don't even have a house, right?
Oh, I have a place.
No, you don't.
Yes,
where?
I do.
Where do you live?
I live in
Cleveland.
Where
do you get your mail?
Cleveland right now. I'm here looking for a place.
You're homeless.
No, I pay rent. I got bills. There's cable. I just travel.
Who lives there?
It's like a duplex. I have the upper half.
So you're a share. You're not.
No,
on the
it's
lease.
Two separate places. The landlord's on the bottom.
Yeah, it's like a single dual double family. What do they call it there? Like a double family or something? Or
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I heard you suck nigger cock to pay rent.
All right, that's enough. Right. Come
Listen,
on.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy Halloween.
Thanks for not hanging up on him, Garrett.
It's Halloween, man.
10 minutes.
Your fingers are all sticky with Halloween candy. Can't work the board.
It's like, I thought you wanted him to stay on.
This guy's cold.
I'm basically getting roasted.
Yeah, this guy's cold.
My life's over. I'm getting roasted by guys who are like.
How are things with your wife? Have they taken a turn for the worse?
Huh?
They take it a turn for the worse with your wife.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, Monday you were
talking
fine.
About, you're talking about health things?
I'm talking about, like...
A turn for the worse means...
A big fight?
No!
Just general bullshit?
I'm not even talking about her.
You can't talk about anything. You're playing
no,
with
I'm saying I, there's no, I have no problem with her.
I got a big fight yesterday. I can't talk about it. I'm my wife. I can't talk about her. So, Brian, talk about Laugh for Sight, November 12th at the Gotham Comedy Club.
I'll tell you what, that last listener, we don't want him there, though.
No, I don't think he's a
You guys do. You guys do. First of all, I hate to see it, but people are you're going to lose money on this gig, and people are going to lose their sight.
Why are we going to lose money on the gig? We have zero costs to run this thing.
How about Gotham? You got to pay Gotham.
No, we don't. Gotham gives us the location for free.
You got to pay Robert Klein his coke money.
No.
Klein
Robert
on the show?
Coke.
Yeah. Huh?
Robert brings his own coke. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah. He's good.
Oh, so and it's in the rider that he brings his own coke?
They call him 8-Ball Jew.
Everybody's able to do whatever they want, wherever they want.
But Evan, no, you should Uber them there.
We've had over 80.
You're not paying it? Huh?
We've had over 80 comics donate their time and talents to Laugh for Sight, and we've even had a few cancel on the last minute, you know, Kevin? But this is our 13th benefit in New York. We've done 4 in L.A. We did not have Neil Brennan, so you'll be happy to hear that. And we did one in South Beach. That one was a disaster. But
who's the biggest name you had? Jerry Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
He just popped in.
Sarah
he wasn't
Silverman.
Booked. Who? Sarah Silverman.
There's Kevin Nealon, Kevin Pollak, Stephen Wright.
I heard Sarah Silverman was kneeling on in front of a guy the other night.
I didn't know I was allowed to masturbate in front of her. If I would have known that, you know, hey.
Somebody sent me a picture of Sarah naked. She's got a real boxy body, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, she's been naked in a couple movies. I Googled it.
I jerked off to one. I'm Not Here, she's in, when she gets fucked in the ass by a guy. She's like a housewife, but she's like does blow and takes pills and stuff.
She does her own stunts.
Does her own stunts, exactly.
Good one, Chad.
Jumps in a volcano at some point.
Brian, I'm going to write you a check at the end of the show.
You get $20.
You're going to need that money.
Yeah, our guests do the show for $20. That's exactly how it goes. So you can't, whatever happened yesterday, so do you have any, can you answer this? Can you have any spots of the cellar like coming up?
Can we get a call, please?
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
All right. I don't think we have a call.
Favorite Halloween candy is kite corn.
Did you guys say kite corn?
Man, this is even almost offensive.
Scumbag motherfucker. Ran off with the nigger.
Jesus. He's playing that guy that the house next door to me was bought by, blah, blah. I forget, you know what I'm talking about? He's like some southern, anyway, that's what the guy's playing. Well, that's great. Have a great Halloween. For Halloween, maybe he's just a racist.
It's like but a he costume. Called in just to play that?
Yeah.
Well, and that's also, a song. That's a song. It's a real song.
Yeah, there's a.
Just for the record, we don't condone racism in any shape or form.
Nope.
I mean, we judge every people by their individual personality, but people do have tendencies.
Sure.
And black people, you know, they are late.
Uh huh.
They're funny. They're good comics.
Irish drink
a little bit.
That's it. Most Germans,
Italians,
are,
a lot of
been here, Chad. Or are you too afraid? Wendy's from Denver are usually really great.
Well, speaking of Denver, I'll be at the Comedy Works November 4th through 7th this weekend. Everybody,
what are you doing here then?
Denver Comedy Works. I fly out on Saturday.
Well, why are you here?
Just in New York.
Looking at places and doing stuff.
Oh, you're gonna move back?
What's that?
We're right here. Why are you yelling?
Yeah.
Are you going to move back?
That's the plan.
Where are you going to live in the area?
I don't know. I'm looking around.
Do you know Joe DeRosa?
I do.
He's looking for a living situation in New York, but probably not as soon as you are. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
He's on a hit TV show.
He's on a hit TV show. You're right.
No, every show's a hit TV show because they're like, in this specific demographic, we're a hit. Mm. There's very few hits. You know what's a hit? Like, the NFL football's a hit, and... I guess Big Bang Theory was a hit for a while.
Yeah, people love that show.
But I don't know what else is a hit, but everybody gets their own little thing where they're a hit.
A niche hit.
Like with this demographic, we're a hit.
18 to 19 and a half.
Broad City, my wife's like, no, it's a hit show.
That's bad show.
Like, no one, I've never heard anyone speak about it except for you. She goes, no, it's a great show. I go, okay, well, it's still a very quiet hit show.
Hey, speaking of hit shows, when's your episode of What's Crashing coming up?
Episode.
Episode.
Hey, Kevin, when is your episode of Clashing?
I don't even know. I'm so I always look forward. That's where we're headed.
There'll be a season premiere.
What? Yeah, I'm gonna have a party.
A party?
So sad. Now that I already got paid, it's such a sad show.
Yeah.
he's too big, man.
Who, Apatow?
No, yeah, he's too big. I'm talking about tallness.
Oh.
The reason actors are short traditionally,
right?
Because they're the same height as women. So if you're like a 6'8" dude, it's every scene everyone's looking up at you. Even the women that they hired to play his girlfriend and his ex-girlfriend, they're all tall. They think they're good actresses. They're just tall.
Really?
Like, we need a tall white lady. And then they send a bunch of them, and they go, oh, she's pretty good. But I was, like, shocked by how tall they were, because they couldn't have every scene where she's like, what, Pete?
Well, I have a friend that writes...
How's the weather up there, Pete?
I have a friend that writes on the show, and he said next season he's going to marry Judy Gold. And they're going to have kids and stuff, so because she's tall. So he's going to marry Judy Gold? Anybody? He's going to marry Judy Gold?
I got it.
Thank you, Garrett.
I can't even. I would say something about Judy Gold, but I know it'll get back to her. And
oh my God,
dude, man, you're
just friends with Lenny.
Not the Kevin Brennan I met.
No, you're,
I don't know who you are, man.
You're friends with Lenny, and she'll beat the fuck out of me.
Dude, you're rattled.
You're
go ahead, caller.
You're rattled.
I am rattled.
Call in Kevin's comedy special show. We say nothing about anything.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Kevin Brennan, it's Hugh Fink with Hugh's good. Hollywood News. What's up?
Great.
All right, Hugh.
What do you got,
Fink? Who got on today? Who am I talking to?
Brian McCarthy, my blind sidekick. And
love Brian. Brian's a good man.
Thank you, brother. And we have Brian Fischler over here, and, of course, Chad Zumbach.
We actually have
Chad's hilarious, yeah.
We actually have two guys. We just showed a picture of Neil with Will Smith and Dave Chappelle, and now I'm sitting here with two legally blind people and a middle from Ohio.
Who's from Ohio? Chad?
Chad. Chad goes anywhere, he can smell Chris D'Elia's ass.
I like that one.
I do.
He was in his rocking chair laughing at that
one. Graphic?
Yeah, go ahead,
Fink. That's
pretty good.
Fink,
you know I'm
open for that. Who's that Kentucky act? Mark Cohen or something?
Henry Cho?
Not Henry Cho. He's Tennessee. I'm talking Midwest, Kevin. There's some guy who like,
what state
was from
Henry
Ohio.
Cho's from.
You know from Ohio? Ray Combs.
Oh, the old host from Family Feud that killed himself.
Yeah, but here's the part. Here's what's
he took the easy way out.
Than him killing himself. He went on The Tonight Show. He was the warm-up for Carson, okay? He did the studio warm-up, and Johnny got tricked because he'd kill as a warm-up, and he'd see him killing. So he booked him as a stand-up. So Ray Combs warms up the studio audience the night that he's on Johnny Carson for real, and he tells the audience, like false humility, hey, you guys, when I come out, it's my first TV show, so it'd be nice if you applaud for me. I'd appreciate it. So Carson goes, now a very funny young comic, Ray Combs. The crowd goes ballistic, like they gave him a standing ovation.
Eddie Brill did that.
Never done for any comic in the history of the show. So you're watching at home going, why is this guy killing? He's singing Gilligan's Island songs. He's doing, like, crowd work. It wasn't funny, but he destroyed. It's because he warmed up the crowd before he went
didn't
on.
Didn't Eddie Brill do that? Fink, didn't Eddie Brill?
Probably, yeah. But so sad, even he didn't kill on Letterman, even after warming up the crowd. They had taste.
Yeah, he was like, it is awkward when you have to warm up the crowd and then you're going to go on.
Yeah,
it's almost false, by the way, because Americans are watching at home going, oh, my God, this guy's getting biggest laughs ever, not realizing that, yeah, they've seen him 20 minutes before tell them, please laugh at every joke I tell.
Well, it's like I used to be an actor in a dinner theater, and like I'd like
what are you, Bob Crane.
I got to yeah. You want to watch me fuck? But I would come out and I would go. I'd be in like
I see Chad watching people fuck.
Yeah, in the corner trying to find his dick with a little fucking whacking it. But yeah, I would come
out. Jim Florentine fucks good.
He's a good fucker. But I'd come out. I would do like I'd be like Huckleberry Finn, and then afterwards I'd be like, hey, they'd be like, I wanted the salad, not the soup, and I'd be running around in like a blue tuxedo. And
but if you're Huckleberry Finn, you can use the N word, right? Because he did.
Well, yeah, it has to be Jim after it though. Yeah, it's got to be in context.
Oh.
Now, when I called in, you guys were talking about what's a hit show. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Yeah, so, you know, the ridiculous thing. So there's a movie out right now called Life Itself.
Yeah.
And it's by the makers of NBC's This Is Us.
Heard of it?
Right? And a lot of the critics, I've read the movies, they go, this is surprising that the movie is so bad considering it's from the guy who brought us the hit show This Is Us. And, of course, I'm going, why is that surprising? This Is Us sucks. I'd expect the movie to be bad. It's the same maker.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's, yeah, all right.
Is this a segment on your show?
I can't believe you're not reacting to that. Like,
I think you told us last time. Didn't you tell us last time?
You really got in for this guy.
Oh, I don't remember. Did I?
I think so.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. Sound, well, there you go.
It
no
does sound funny. You got in for this guy. Fink, every time you call, you got to go after this guy.
About Megyn Kelly today?
Fink, you gotta go after the This Is Us guy every time you call in. You go.
Oh yeah, by the way, I'll say his name, Dan Fogelman. I'll destroy him.
Oh yeah, Jew.
Save it for drive time.
Wait, how you feel about Mike Royce? Mike Royce is doing okay out there, right?
He is doing okay. He's got a new. I guess it said he's returning to CBS because he did Raymond.
Yeah, but he
and
didn't.
Now he has a new. There's this guy Nick Stoller. Who's got like four pilots?
Yeah, but this guy, Mike Royce, listen, Mike Royce co-created Louis's first show, bombed.
Yeah.
Co-created the show that Ray Romano did, Men of a Certain Age, tanked.
Right.
But they're like, keep giving him stuff. Even though Ray did a hit show without him, Louis did a hit show without him. So maybe it's him. But they're like, here's a three-picture deal. This guy's worse than the guy from This Is Us.
I'd say he's just as bad. No one's worse than the guy from This Is Us. I hate that guy. I'm going to get him on your show.
Fogelman.
Hugh, you're burning the bridge, buddy.
Yeah.
But that's the name of the show, right?
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm getting in trouble now. I might have to cancel the show.
Fuck him.
Did
fuck
Neil
his kids.
Did Neil give you feedback on our analysis of his Emmy performance?
Yeah, no, Neil, listen. I got some issues, and I think I might just run with it. You know what I mean?
What I heard is that Neil had three responses to what I said, and he did each one of them in front of a different mic.
No, I'm gonna I've been holding back now, but I think I'm not gonna hold back.
You gonna go for it?
I have to reassess what I'm doing.
Now this is right up your alley, you guys. So this story broke apparently an hour ago. Megyn Kelly is furious that the media is invading her family's privacy. They've been following around all day. But here's the thing: it's Halloween, right?
Right.
Why is her kid wearing an Aretha Franklin mask?
She's
got the whole family dressed in blackface. Of course they're following her. It's news.
No, she shouldn't get spooked.
No, of course she shouldn't. She's got her 7-year-old kids dressed as Sambo. It's Halloween. It's fine.
Sambo.
Trick or treat now.
Sambo's funny no matter what year it is.
Right, it is.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Fink, I'll say this about that. You know, celebrities, when shit goes bad, they're always like, can you respect our privacy? But they became rich and famous by being public figures. So all of a sudden, you can't expect the public to go like, you know what, let's respect their privacy now that they don't want any negative publicity. I say, fuck that. I say, you find Megyn Kelly and you hunt that whore down.
Come on.
And you fucking go after kids. You go, you know your mom's a fucking racist.
I completely agree. Why? If you're narcissistic enough to become a celebrity, then you're begging the public to interfere with your life. You crave it. That's what you
right.
want.
But no, you know, Kevin, you have kids and you're in the public eye. You don't want that to happen to you.
Some guy recognized me at the Dunkin' Donuts yesterday.
See?
He goes, are you one of the Brennans? I go, yeah, like we're the fucking Osmonds.
No, like you're the Bulgers.
The Bulgers.
Are you one of the Brennans? Are you the one who had his eyes gauged out, or are you the other one?
Hey, Bulgers, leave the front of my pants out of this. Hey, speaking of celebrity news, can you comment on this? Were there protesters outside the cellar, or is that being blown out of proportion?
It was an ugly gal, I'm not going to lie.
Just one girl.
No, when I left, there was one girl.
Why would Liz be protesting her own club?
She was drawn by... I mean, I can't even do this fucking show anymore.
Wait, was this Louie they were protesting?
No, they were protesting my act.
What?
I had a new closer, and they didn't like it.
Well, did they put Louie on the lineup for the first time?
Yeah, they put Louie on the lineup. Louie was always a surprise, but they got tired of dealing with that. So they put him on the lineup. So when I got there, I saw he was on after me. So I killed, and then I watched, and I had to get my train back to... You know, Pleasantville.
Oh my God!
So I watched a little. He wasn't doing well. I hope it gets back to him. No, but he wasn't doing great. So I got the fuck out of there. But then I saw this woman standing outside. She's like, you know, it was like a homeless man sign, and of course she was fugly. And it's always the fugly guy women that are like, abortion's bad, and Louis C.K. shouldn't be. It's like they're because no one will fuck them. So they don't want anybody else to get fucked or jerked off on. It's always the same case. Like jerking off in front of women. No one will jerk off in front of you. They'll lose their fucking Woodstein. You're such a fuck ugly. She was. I almost took a fucking. If I knew I was gonna get in trouble the next day, I would have done. But I was gonna take a Facebook. I was gonna take a Facebook live her. But I knew she would spit on me, or at least fucking come on my face or something. But she was so ugly, and she's standing by herself. There was nobody even there. But then when people start coming for the, that was the second show, and Louis's on the third show too. So when people came for the third show, then the crowd was forming. And then she probably got a lot of acclaim, because then the guy from the New York Times showed up for the third show,
right.
And he did an article about it. So it's, you know, so I'm sure she got her money's worth. And I think she was talking to Noam last night about it. There ended up being two protesters. Oh. I heard they were both ugly.
Out here they were protesting at the Hollywood Improv because Modi was on stage. They just don't think he's funny.
Right.
Because he's a bisexual.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Because he buys sex from men.
I didn't know that.
All right, Fink, we got to go.
That's it?
Yeah.
Really? I feel like I'm being thrown out.
No, we got a short show. We only got 18 minutes left. And Chad's going to get...
All right, well, I'll
Chad's
going to
get mad if
one.
I fucking...
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Seriously.
Thanks, Fink.
Like you got it, guys.
Use Hollywood Views.
Is he a comic?
Yeah, you don't know him? You Fink.
Oh, I don't know.
He worked on SNL for like 7 years.
Oh, yeah, I know that dude.
He's a good guy. No, but I think he did shit on the fucking This Is Us last time. No, unless he talked to me on the phone about it. I can't remember if he talked to me on the phone about it.
I think it was on the show. I remember, too.
But it would be funny. Like a show.
Every week.
A concern nobody else has.
Yeah, right.
He's like, how about this guy from This Is Us?
Yeah. God, remember Small Wonder? That little girl was a little cunt, was a robot.
How about that retard from that show? Remember?
Yeah, right.
I heard he wasn't even retarded. He was just a really good actor.
Corky Thatcher.
Yeah, Corky.
You know he had a band?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's great. Can you pull that band up?
I was going to pull it up.
What band?
Doesn't matter. Brian, pull it up.
Oh, yeah, what band? Know, he's in a weird band?
Dude, this Corky Thatcher band is fucking great.
Would you please, Garrett, pull up the Corky Thatcher band?
Oh, they already cashed out.
Everyone gone? Everybody back there or no?
No, John cashed out. John had to go take another shit.
John's got IBS or something, so he's running.
Oh, it's the funniest. Celebrate, yeah, that's it. Let's all come together and
celebrate. It's a celebration of love. He's on TV, Channel 11.
Let's all come together. And actually, if I can, Garrett, please, would you actually not play this one and play Wipeout?
That was good.
He does a version of Wipeout.
Yeah, but should he wear white jeans? Wouldn't he be prone to shit in his pants? Wouldn't a guy like that be prone to shit in his own pants?
I can memorize lines.
He's wearing white pants. I don't even wear white pants in case I have a fucking shart.
Yeah. No, I almost shit myself after lunch, and I'm wearing light-colored jeans. But
you blamed it on the dog?
No, I blamed it on the rain, like Milli Vanilli. It's my costume in honor of Megyn Kelly.
What?
Nothing. My daughter is going as a YouTuber, and the YouTuber is like Hispanic, and I was like, she's like, I'm going to put on some bronzer. I was like, like you might
dressing up as YouTubers now.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
She hit her head when she was young.
No, which one?
I'm just kidding. My 11-year-old
little Sally.
Yeah, little Kaniqua. Do we find it or no?
I can't find Wipeout. No.
Oh no, kidding, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
If he can't find it, can't be found. Right.
Try to find Bohemian Rhapsody by Corky. It's getting random. Galileo, let me go. And the devil put the time on me. All right, thanks. So
you know what? That kid has more credits than we do. Corky
Thatcher. He's a motivational speaker now.
I go see that guy talk.
Sure.
You can do anything to your mind.
You should get him on the show. That'd be great. Oh. Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's probably that McDonald's on 8th Avenue. Brian, how you doing? You having fun over there?
Why are you worried about him?
He's like technically a guest, and he hasn't said shit
fun.
He hasn't said shit in the show.
He's a guest? He's
a guest. We booked
a
him
guest
as a guest.
Of yours. He's an audience member.
He's a real guest.
Oh.
We booked him
what
as
do
a
you
real...
got, Brian?
Well, I was here to promote Laugh for Sight, but you guys have had your own fun, so that's cool.
We promoted Laugh for Sight.
He's a little drunk.
November 12th.
Maybe I should just drink. I mean, what?
Gotham Comedy Club.
Did I just drink, Chad? You drink a lot.
I haven't drank all month.
Are you going to drink when a month is over?
Maybe. I'm feeling good. Does anybody know their tenses anymore? What are you doing? Are we drinking now? I hear clinking.
Okay, don't make a mess.
This is Brian. This is Bill Schultz's bar. Watch out.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine drinking this shit. That's a lot.
I can't drink whiskey.
That's why I should just apologize. I apologize to Lenny.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
I did a lot. I was mean.
Holy shit!
Apologize to Neil.
Oh, my God. This is like a... Was it sweeps week at Compound Media?
I apologize to Artie Lang.
Wow.
I apologize to Leslie Jones.
Did you apologize by buying...
This show's jumped the shark. This is our Fonzie moment.
Did you apologize by buying a watch from Artie for $20?
I apologize. Like, who else do I not have a good relation with?
I don't know. Everybody?
Keith the cop?
I apologize to Keith. What'd I do to you? I just didn't show up one day.
Ah, no. I just felt unloved. Thank you.
Yeah.
Apologize to Brian Fischler.
Yep.
What about Dave Landau?
To his wife.
Okay. Look at we're having a come to Jesus moment right now. This is unbelievable.
That's how I came.
That
like,
on
I
didn't... Twitter that apology.
Who else?
Let me think of everyone. Oh, the redheaded Michelle Wolf.
I can't apologize though.
And you did call your mother a cunt, so you might apologize to your mother.
Following her the other night, I was like, I told Chris Rock to leave. I was on between Michelle and Louie.
Yeah.
So him and Michelle, I guess, are friends. So they were up at the Comedy Cellar table. So then he went, and then I went outside, whatever. And then I went down to go to the bathroom. Michelle was on. Chris Rock's in the room watching. So then when she was done, I went up to him. I go, yeah, Louie's in the hallway. He goes, well, is he on next? I go, no, I am. I go, but take a walk.
Did he laugh?
I don't know what he did.
Oh.
But then he stayed. But if I tell him, he only did it because I told him to leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever you tell him to do, he's going to do the opposite. He'd be like, no, stay. He'd be like, fuck it, I'm leaving. So I basically reverse it. And then I killed anyway.
Why don't you apologize to Chris Rock right now?
What I do to him?
I don't know.
I just said he's overrated.
Well, there's a start.
Apologize to Jim Gaffigan.
Go ahead.
I said he's the worst guy that ever headlined Madison Square Garden. I don't even know if that's true now. Bill Burr's fucking crazy because he did that thing in Arizona on Saturday.
Yeah.
He was leaving. A guy crashed his helicopter. A guy who owned a soccer team. He was like a billionaire.
Okay.
And then Bill Burr's doing a thing. Thanks, everybody, to showing up for the All Things Comedy. What do they call it? They had like a comedy festival in Arizona.
Yeah.
You see his helicopter right behind him. I'm like, this guy's like fucking nuts. A guy just died. A richer guy than him just died. Helicopters don't give a fuck who's in the helicopter. They'll just go down.
They have like 30 seconds where you can like kind of.
I know. You said this a million times, but they always crash and everybody dies. So I don't know. I don't know who you're talking to.
I don't know.
30 seconds.
You should become a helicopter pilot.
What day did that guy die? Can you guys look that up?
And it'd be great if he did sang the song Wipeout, too, just to kind of get two birds.
It's like the listeners. Everyone's checked out. Ready for Kumia.
Every two birds with one stone.
Are you holding back for Kumia, too?
Yeah, I'll be on Anthony.
Oh, I think it'd be funny if I got fired.
From here?
Yeah, today. It's the end of the month. It'd be a good time.
Down.
Huh?
How does it even go down? Like, he sits you down and is like, listen, this isn't working out, and you just have to leave, clean out your locker.
All they have to do is go, we're not paying you, and then I can't sue them. I don't really have a contract.
They almost parted ways with you before, right?
That was a negotiation. Kevin expertly played that.
I expertly play everything.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up? When I moved out of my house, my wife was like, you're crazy. It was the best thing I ever did. It was like, it was beyond the best thing I ever did. So, like, when it looks, sometimes it looks bad on paper, but in reality, it's a fucking good thing. Because I wouldn't even, if I didn't leave my house, if I didn't get divorced, or I mean, I didn't get separated for that year, I wouldn't even be doing this. Because the only reason I could do this, because the first time I did Opie and Jimmy, was that what it was called back then?
Yeah.
Opie and Jimmy, my wife didn't know I was doing it. So I said whatever the fuck I wanted. And if she would have, if I would have been like, if I would have woke up at 6 o'clock and she's like, where are you going? I'm going to do O and J. She'd be like, what's that? And then she'd be parsing every word. What did you mean when you said, you don't, my wife? So I said whatever I wanted. What's she going to do? Give me a timeout? I didn't live with her. What are you looking at, you dumb fucking blind fuck?
She's hearing you. Buddy.
So the point is that it looked at the time, and my wife was like, you're crazy, because you know, when I used to bitch about money, she goes, you're paying two rents. She goes, what's that about? But I've made that back 10 times over. the fucking the rent I had to pay for that year. Plus, I can write it off. Unless the IRS is listening, I can write it off because I could use it as a tax write-off because I could say it's a it's a business deduction because I got it as an office. For
IRA, we're listening. The IRA, there's a bomb in your apartment. Want to go back there? To tell you.
So my point is, sometimes it looks bad in the current, but it's a blessing in disguise.
This might be a blessing.
No, a lot of times it looks bad. It looks like shit's going down, but I consider everything a blessing. Listen, every day that I'm 6 feet above instead of 6 feet under is a blessing. I'm kidding, of course.
You're kidding.
But I'm saying, like, you don't know. You don't know what's going on. Like, when your mom died. I'm kidding, but
of course, they also.
But I'm saying, like, you don't know. Like, maybe you're going blind. It's the best thing that ever happened to you.
Things are really falling. I was a wealthy pornographer in Los Angeles until.
Because you get all your sense of smell is so heightened, and which is great in New York. You can smell different kinds of urine.
It's a chat. It kind of smells like sauerkraut. But and they do say though, seriously, fortune favors the brave.
So right.
A lot of times, if you put it all on black, you know what I mean? It's the.
No, you know what? It's true. Like, because I see sometimes I go, what the fuck is he doing? But sometimes you just got, if you say, like Tom Cruise said in Risky Business, you just got to say, what the fuck?
Make your move.
I'm
not gay.
But me leaving my house, I was like, fuck it. I was like, I had no choice, really. In my head, I had no choice. But then looking back, my wife would be like, it was by far the best thing ever happened to me, like career-wise, because I was free to do whatever the fuck I wanted.
Right.
And I could stay out or not stay out. I could fucking do radio. She couldn't do anything. She couldn't not fuck me.
You could drink.
I could drink. She already wasn't not fucking me. She already was not
whatever I meant to say. Did you fuck for the year you're separated ever?
No. But I'm saying, like, I still fucked her, and she fucked me. But I'm saying, like, the fact that I wasn't there, she couldn't punish me. She couldn't be like, tried to. Sometimes she'd be like, you shouldn't have said it, but, like, she still couldn't punish me. And then in the meantime, I got all these fucking, I got the fucking Patreon. I'm getting paid here. I get fucking gigs. Like, I'm making money, you know?
That's great.
So I'm just saying, like, so this would have never happened. I'd still be sitting around waiting for my agent, who sucks, to get me fucking work. You know, so I'm just saying, like.
You want to apologize to your agent?
You know what they also say? What'd you say about the brave?
Fortune favors the brave.
You know, it's also the same expression, life hates a coward. They poker players always said it, life hates a coward.
You never, yeah.
And it's like, it's true. If you're a coward. And I, you know, a lot of showbiz will turn you into a coward because you're afraid. You're afraid of this guy won't like me. He's not going to like me. Oh, what if Sam Morrill doesn't like me? Oh, that'll get back to him.
I like Sam.
No, I do too, but I think Sam's mad at me because I might have said something that he didn't appreciate. So I'm like, okay, what's he going to do? Not book me? He doesn't have a gig. So I don't understand. It's like, oh, well, what if they don't? What if what? What if what? And then also I could just kill myself and it'll all be over anyway. So what's the fucking difference? So I'm saying my point is show business turns everybody into a coward. It goes back to my point about podcasting and
you're apologizing to everybody.
It was a joke. It was a gag. Oh. So
take it all back.
So the point is everybody, you know, people listen to I'm not going to name names, but like, oh, that show sucks cuz it's boring. It's boring. It's a boring show. Radio or podcast, it's boring because they can't say anything because they're afraid.
Even Stern.
Afraid. Everybody at Sirius is afraid to lose their job because they know from O&A that the only way to lose their job is to take a fucking, go into a bathroom where a fat guy is taking a fat shit, talking about rolling, taking a video of it or whatever Kumia did. Like, right. That's the only way to get fired. They'd still be there.
Yeah.
They'd still be there because they're like, whoa, Pete Dominic.
Well, even Stern toned down his act. He doesn't do any of that nonsense.
Still a great show, though.
Why don't you go suck his fucking Jew cock?
If only I could.
I don't think it's that great of a show anymore.
Oh, it's okay.
No, people don't like it, but I'm sure, you know, people want the old show. But really, the point is that, you know, showbiz teaches you to be afraid because you're afraid of not being liked, not getting a gig, you know, because I don't, you know, it's just the way it is. And then you end up fucking afraid of your own fucking shadow.
That's why I worked in porn. It was more honest. Plus, you got to see titties.
How is it more honest?
Because they're there. You paid a girl $1,500 to show up for 8 hours to, like, do four scenes and, like...
But you're still worried about another gig. I'm saying in showbiz, you're always worried about another gig because gigs don't last. So you're worried about another gig. So you're always afraid. You're always afraid, like, oh, if you do this, then what's going to happen? I don't know. Maybe nothing. Maybe it'll be a fucking blessing in disguise. Like, you're... Anyway.
Yep. All right. We should wrap it up.
Should we?
I think so. We have to get home. Do you get trick-or-treating with the kids?
I swear to God.
Is little JoJo going to be a transformer?
I swear to God, like, even this, like, I can't even fucking, I can't, I got to rush home to fucking trick-or-treat.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm doing
it. It's like, it's too much stress. I can't even
imagine what it's like doing what we do with a family. I have no idea. I don't understand how people can do that with a family.
Chad, gays can marry. Hello?
I would think the hardest thing is, like, to put the fucking guy's ass. Well, I mean, having a family is hard, but fucking a guy's ass, I think, would be hard.
What about getting your ass fucked?
Oh, yeah, Karen. How is that, Karen? Tell us.
Don't you think that's way worse?
Wait, what are my choices?
You get fucked or he fucks you.
I'd rather get fucked. I'd rather get fucked by an Asian man with a little dick.
You have a smooth, hairless ass, too, right?
Yep.
I could fuck you in the ass.
According to your wife, I do.
Yeah.
No, but no, fucking a guy's ass, like even finding the asshole, I would want somebody else to do it. Like, even when I'm getting my prostate check, I don't mind. Well, my doctor's a woman, so she has a nice touch.
Oh.
Right.
And we usually have a glass of wine first.
Right. Some mozzarella.
No, but I'm just saying, it's like, there's a lot of things I wouldn't want to do. And I wouldn't want to be like, you got to find a guy's asshole, and it's, right? But I'm sure they keep it cleaner than a regular guy's asshole.
Enema and stuff, you know.
And they got to wax it, right?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind a hairy. I don't mind.
Why are we going to the gay card at the end of the show?
A nice Greek guy, you know?
I like how he just undeterred. He moves forward with it.
Pushing through. No pun intended.
Gay fucking. No, I'm just saying. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know if this is my last show here, but it's going to be ironic.
I don't know what happened yesterday, but I mean, can we talk about it?
It's going to be ironic.
We'll talk off air.
It's going to be ironic.
Like raining
on your wedding? I'm just saying, listen, for years and years and years, I lived in fear, show business fear, and I was afraid of my own shadow. And then I just stopped. Once I moved out of my house, I was like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I didn't give a fuck. And everybody's like, oh, your show's so good. And, you know, every time I see Louis, he's like, your fucking act is great. So I'm like, I guess.
We said that about you?
Hey, he loves my act now.
He's kissing your ass. He's networking.
Not really, but he's like,
he doesn't have any friends anymore.
He's been complimenting. I have fucking proof. I have texts where he says nice things about my act.
All right. God.
What do you mean, all right? I'm just saying, like, nobody said anything. So I'm saying, I even said to him, like, one time he goes, yeah, you're right. He goes, you're getting really
There's
fun.
The protesters. Yeah.
He goes, that was the girl I saw on the left with the blue hat.
She does look.
Like, that's a homemade fucking sign, and she, who would fuck her?
What does the sign say?
Huh?
What does it say?
It's Louis.
Wouldn't you like to know? Ah!
It says, when you support Louis C.K., you tell women your laughter is more important than their sexual assaults.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
And loss of their careers.
I'm just wondering.
Page 2. That's a long fucking sign.
I was wondering, buoy on Louis.
Who's that sign was so poorly made. Like, I can't even take her seriously.
Why don't you buy a professional sign?
Go buy some poster board. That's bullshit.
Even poster board?
Yeah, it's on poster board.
It's like a homeless guy. Like, I'm hungry. I was a veteran. A veteran of what?
The United Negro Pizza Fund. I still love that one.
If you want to protest, Negro, invest.
Most times they're white.
It used to be in the early 90s. They always come up to you and they go, I'm collecting money for the United Negro Pizza Fund.
Anyway, my point before I got interrupted was that, you know, like,
we're at 328. Just
now,
so.
Like, now that I don't quote unquote don't give a fuck, things are getting better. But it is hard to do. It is hard to do. It's like it's not an easy fucking line to walk where everyone's kind of mad at you. And now I'm getting fucking, now there's repercussions and all kinds of shit. So it's like people go like, oh, why don't you do it sooner? Because it is. Because it's not easy. Everybody's like, you even troll me. That's mean when you troll me, Chad.
I have to fight back. Your dumb fans are all over
me. They really hate you, but
it's unbelievable.
It's hilarious.
I'm getting emails.
They're hilarious. They send you emails?
They send me email, Facebook. It's not just Twitter. Instagram. They're sending me DMs.
Oh, my God. Your Instagram getting polluted?
It's just, like, annoying. So I block
them. That's why they do it.
But I'm annoyed.
All right. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
How you doing, pal?
Counting the minutes till this is over.
Oh my gosh, Brian, really?
You guys could have left. It was like the Wizard of Oz. You could have left at any time.
Well, it wasn't that bad. So listen, guys, Laugh for Sight, November 12th.
Don't go. Don't go.
Shut up, Kevin.
Don't go.
Honestly, really?
The other way's not working.
I feel like you. I know.
The other way's not working. I'm playing reverse psychology.
We booked Brian on a guest, and we didn't really get much chance to talk.
Because it was an hour, and then Fink had to come in and talk about This Is Us.
All right, I'm just saying.
You think Robert Klein will do drugs on stage?
If he has any, I'll share.
Oh, he's successful, unlike you.
All right, there
How
you
did
go.
I walk into this? Was this roast battle? What are you, Jeff Ross?
No, I'm less successful than
that. So that's a long list, though.
No, November 12th, go to Gotham Comedy Club.
Don't go. Brian, where is it?
Gotham.
New York Comedy Club?
Is it a Tuesday?
Is that New York Comedy Club?
Monday.
It's a Monday.
A Monday?
Monday.
Yeah.
New York Comedy Club.
Gotham Comedy Club.
Ellis, Adrian Appalucci, Richie Redding. Host Brian McCarthy and a very special surprise.
I'll go see Brian Baum.
VIP guest.
Hey, who's the... Wait, I thought...
Nagasaki.
You got a bigger name than Robert Klein?
I do, but I can't mention him.
Seinfeld. I know it's Seinfeld. I bet you any amount of money
I'll bet you any amount of money it's not. He wouldn't be called dead with Robert Klein.
They're good friends.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Teaser. Not anymore.
November 4th through the 7th, Comedy Works. November 9th and 10th, the Scottsdale Comedy Joint in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Who are you featuring for?
Headliner. Headliner.
You book yourself and you headline?
And people like me. Ryan McCarthy Interview Show at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Please. Hit up my Patreon.
Yes. Yeah, you're at 11. Even Chick Chat's doing better
than you.
Trying
to promote.
We're two tired twats. Anyway, God bless. You know, I don't know if I'll ever snap out of what I'm in right now, but, you know.
I've never seen you like this.
Maybe alcohol will do it.
Yeah. It's worth a shot.
Works for you, right?
I'm as happy as a clam. Coming up on the Kumia Show, Chad Zumok.
Wow.
Stay tuned.
All right, everybody. I got some plugs. Me, Gino, and Aaron are at the 14th of November. We're at Lucy's Laugh Lounge. On a Wednesday, so it's a small room, but it's up in Westchester, New York. So and then we're doing a gig the following Wednesday in South Jersey at Josie. I gotta find his not Josie Wales, but it's in Summers Point. It's in Summers Point. Stop it! You're mean. It's in Summers Point. Hold on. What the fuck's it called? Josie Kelly's Public House, November 21st, Summers Point, New Jersey, on the Jersey Shore. Well, that's a funny mask. Anyway, God bless America, and stay strong, everybody. I know it's a rough time.
Thank you.